Welcome to the Space Daily Brief, where we bring you the latest updates, groundbreaking developments, and key insights shaping the future of space exploration and technology. I'm your host, AI Michelle, and this is a Magic Pod production by Podcast AI. Here are our top stories today. First, NASA's breakthrough as Red Monster discovery leaves experts baffled. Second, Houston, we have a problem. The International Space Station is leaking. Third, liftoff. SpaceX launches 24 Starlink satellites from Florida, nails landing. Fourth, the upcoming Electron rocket launch caps a bumper year for Rocket Lab. Lastly, the University of Oklahoma partners with space technology company Phase 4. NASA has made a groundbreaking discovery at the edge of our universe that has left astronomers baffled. The James Webb Space Telescope has captured images of three red monster galaxies, each roughly the size of our own Milky Way, which are believed to have formed within the first billion years following the Big Bang. This discovery challenges the widely accepted Lambda Cold Dark Matter model, which suggests that the universe's first galaxies did not have enough time to grow to such massive sizes. The red monsters have earned their name due to their enormous size and high dust content, which gives them a distinct red hue in the images captured by the telescope. These galaxies represent a significant puzzle for astronomers because they appear to have formed stars much more efficiently than previously thought possible. As a result, experts are now rethinking existing models of galaxy formation. Stein Weitz, co-author of the study and Hiroko Sherwin Chair in Extragalactic Astronomy at the University of Bath, remarked on the discovery, "Finding three such massive beasts among the sample poses a tantalizing puzzle. Many processes in galaxy evolution introduce rate-limiting steps in converting gas into stars, yet these red monsters seem to have bypassed most of these hurdles." This discovery is part of a broader survey aimed at systematically analyzing emission-line galaxies from the universe's first billion years. Emission-line galaxies are known for exhibiting strong emission lines in their light spectra, appearing as bright lines at specific wavelengths. This new understanding adds to the growing body of research, indicating that there is still much to learn about the early universe. Today, we delve into a concerning development aboard the International Space Station. The station has been reported to have a potentially catastrophic leak, raising alarms among the space community. This news comes as a surprise to many, considering the rigorous checks and maintenance protocols that are regularly conducted to ensure the station's integrity. The leak was initially detected by a drop in air pressure, prompting immediate action from the crew and ground control to identify and mitigate the issue. The source of the leak has been traced to a small crack in one of the station's modules. While the situation is under control for now, it highlights the vulnerabilities that come with maintaining a complex structure like the International Space Station in the harsh environment of space. This incident has sparked a debate among experts. Some are downplaying the severity of the leak, suggesting that minor leaks are not uncommon and can be managed efficiently. However, others express concern over the potential implications for the station's long-term habitability and safety. The International Space Station partners, including NASA and Roscosmos, are closely monitoring the situation and have reassured the public that the crew's safety is their top priority. Temporary fixes have been applied, and a more permanent solution is being developed to prevent future occurrences. As we await further updates, this incident serves as a reminder of the challenges faced in human space exploration. The International Space Station, a symbol of international cooperation and scientific advancement, continues to be a vital platform for research and technology development. Ensuring its safety and functionality remains a top priority for space agencies worldwide. Exciting news from SpaceX as they successfully launched 24 Starlink satellites into orbit from Cape Canaveral Space Force Station on November 21, 2024. The launch took place at 11:00 AM. Eastern Standard Time, or 16:07 GMT, marking yet another milestone in SpaceX's ambitious Starlink project. The Falcon 9 rocket, known for its reliability, performed flawlessly during the mission. After deploying the satellites, the rocket's first stage made a successful return to Earth, landing precisely on the SpaceX drone ship, a shortfall of gravitas, stationed in the Atlantic Ocean. This achievement continues to demonstrate SpaceX's capability in reusability, a key factor in reducing the costs of space travel. Starlink is SpaceX's satellite internet constellation project, aimed at providing high-speed internet coverage across the globe, especially in remote and underserved areas. With this latest launch, SpaceX continues to expand its satellite network, bringing it closer to its goal of global internet coverage. Each successful launch and landing not only advances SpaceX's goals, but also sets new standards in the aerospace industry. The ability to consistently recover and reuse rocket stages is a game changer, making space more accessible and affordable than ever before. Rocket Lab is gearing up for a significant milestone as it prepares for the upcoming Electron rocket launch, capping off a prolific year for the company. This launch marks the beginning of a 14-day window starting November 23rd, New Zealand time, from Launch Complex 1 on the Mahia Peninsula. This mission is the third of five dedicated launches for Kinéis, a global Internet of Things connectivity provider aiming to place 25 nanosatellites into orbit. Rocket Lab's momentum has been bolstered by recent achievements, including securing an $8 million federal defense contract to advance its engineering processes and the development of the Archimedes reusable rocket engine. Additionally, Rocket Lab has entered into a confidential multi-launch agreement with a commercial satellite constellation operator for its new medium-lift rocket, Neutron, with launches set to begin in mid-2026. The Kinéis launch will see nanosatellites deployed into an orbit 643 kilometers above sea level with a 97-degree inclination. This will be Rocket Lab's 55th launch using its partially reusable Electron rocket. The company is also targeting mid-2025 for the debut of its Neutron rocket, a larger and more powerful launch vehicle. This year has been Rocket Lab's busiest yet, with 12 Electron launches completed successfully in 2024, reflecting improved progress and execution. The company has seen a significant increase in its NASDAQ-listed share price, rising over 240%, driven by enhanced revenues and a robust launch schedule. Kinéis continues to make strides in deploying its satellite constellation, with efforts maintained by technical teams managing the first 10 nanosatellites in flight. Once fully deployed, the constellation will enable global connectivity for various objects, transmitting valuable data to users in near real time. Rocket Lab CEO Peter Beck emphasized the significance of this collaboration, noting that the Neutron rocket agreement marks the start of a promising partnership. However, he highlighted the importance of proving a vehicle's reliability before any launch contract is deemed valuable. Despite this, the Electron rocket remains a reliable workhorse, commanding a premium in the industry. In a significant development for space research and technology, the University of Oklahoma has entered into a partnership with Phase 4, a California-based space technology company. This collaboration was officially announced at the Oklahoma Aerospace Forum and signifies a major step forward in advancing space propulsion technologies. The partnership involves a memorandum of understanding aiming to foster joint research efforts, particularly focusing on iodine-based in-space propulsion. This initiative is part of a broader effort funded by the United States Department of Defense's Small Business Innovation Research Grants. With this agreement, both organizations are set to explore the creation of an Oklahoma Plasma Acceleration Laboratory at the University of Oklahoma. This collaboration is expected to enhance the University of Oklahoma's relationship with the United States Space Command, furthering advancements in in-space technologies. According to Caldrew Allen, USAF, retired, Deputy Executive Director of the Oklahoma Aerospace and Defense Innovation Institute, the partnership underscores the university's commitment to pioneering research and development in aerospace and defense technologies. A key focus of this partnership is the development of advanced in-space propulsion systems using Phase 4's proprietary radio frequency thruster technology, which utilizes iodine as a propellant. Phase 4's CEO, Steve Kaiser, highlighted the advantages of iodine over traditional noble gases like xenon and krypton. Iodine is not only more abundant, particularly in Oklahoma, but also offers price stability, making it a cost-effective alternative for space propulsion. The energy density of iodine makes it an attractive propellant, as it allows for smaller and lighter propulsion systems on satellites. This could potentially reduce overall propellant costs by over 75%. The benefits of using iodine are being explored by both NASA and the Air Force Research Laboratory, indicating a growing interest in this technology within the aerospace community. The partnership between the University of Oklahoma and Phase 4 is poised for rapid growth, leveraging the university's expertise in iodine chemistry and aerospace engineering alongside Phase 4's experience in in-space propulsion. This strategic alliance positions both entities to capitalize on emerging trends in the space industry, marking a promising future for American aerospace innovation. All right, that's a wrap for this episode. If you enjoyed this brief and would like to stay updated on the latest episodes, don't forget to click follow in your podcast app. Also, for a full list of all our daily briefs, check out the link in the show notes. Thanks again for listening, and hope to catch you next time.